Right. About a month ago, we had two church discussions together.
大概六月前呢，我哋已经有两次嘅讨论。
And the topic centered around family and marriage.
个题目呢就环绕住家庭同埋婚姻。
Your feedback on the last two discussions are positive and good.
上一次嘅讨论之后呢，大家俾我嘅反馈呢系正面嘅。
And I thank you for your encouragement.
好多谢大家俾我嘅鼓励。
Though some of you suggested to me that I should speak less and encourage you to speak more.
但你哋有啲人向我提议喎，我应该讲少啲，俾你哋讲多啲。
Thank you for being so polite towards me.
咁多谢大家咧，对我系咁有礼貌。
To put it simply, don't speak too much.
即系话咧，唔好讲咁多。
So, this very thing I'm very happy to do today.
嗱，依一点咧，我今日系好乐意系咁样做噶。
And with more participation coming from you, let us make today's discussion even better.
嗱，如果有大家嘅多啲嘅参与嘅咧，呢个讨论就会更好啦。
Today, we want to compare marriage with cohabiting.
嗱，今日咧，我哋想探讨一个题目咧，就系比较婚姻同埋同居嘅问题。
We want to make comparison between getting married with cohabiting.
我哋想比较一下结婚同埋同居嘅问题。
In our society today, some people get married, but many people just live together without getting married.
喺我哋现今嘅社会咧，有啲人选择结婚，但系有啲人咧就宁愿唔结婚就同居。
So whether getting married or just living together, we want to discuss advantages and disadvantages in each case.
咁无论系结婚或是系同居，我哋今日咧就想讨论一下两者嘅利与弊。
So that's the topic this morning.
所以今日我哋要讨论嘅题目就系呢一个。
And in the process, we want to be reminded of the purpose of marriage according to the Word of God, the Bible.
喺我哋讨论嘅过程咧，我想提醒大家咧，我哋系想要知道圣经对我哋嘅教导系乜嘢。
So just relax, I won't be asking personal sensitive questions.
大家请放心，我是不会问一些很个人、很敏感的话题。
I have carefully selected the following questions that is suitable for each one to participate.
我是很谨慎考虑，就设计了以下一些问题，等大家去参与。
So without further delay, question one.
那我们不再耽言了，第一条问题就是
What is the difference, if there is any difference, between getting married and just living together?
结婚同埋同居有咩分别呢？
Is there any difference after all?
有冇分别嘅呢？
After all, in both cases, people live together.
说到底呢，不论结婚还是同居，都系嗰两个人住埋一齐。
They move into the same house together.
佢哋搬进去同一间屋。
They have sex.
咁佢哋有性生活。
They may have children.
或者佢哋甚至有孩子。
So, is there any difference between married life and just cohabiting?
所以第一条问题咧就系同居同埋婚姻啊，结婚有冇分别嘅呢？
Oh wait, 你笑得咁开心，你有啲咩想讲？你有高见咧？有咩高见咧？你
结婚啊！是有哪个仪式？你愿意娶她？你愿意嫁她？那同居呢？就搬在一起搞定，不用你说。
Thank you. So, for people who get married, there will be a ceremony.
选择结婚的人呢，就是要经过一个仪式。
I have decided to marry you, and you have decided to marry me.
我决定了嫁你或者娶你，你又决定咗嫁我或者娶我。
But for cohabitants, people simply move in, live together.
但系同居咧就系两个人咧简单搬入一间屋咁啊搞掂。
So far, the only difference is ceremony or no ceremony.
所以暂时起码第一个分别咧就系有仪式同冇仪式。
Thank you. That's a good start. Yes, more.
仲有一个好重要嘅原因，结婚咧系俾对方互相俾对方一个承诺。
嗯哼。So, with marriage, there is a promise, a mutual solemn promise being made to the other party.
咁马上咧，我哋加多咗另一点系好重要嘅分别，就系结婚咧，就系俾到对方一个承诺。
Thank you, but I have a question for you.
多謝你的參與，但我亦都想問翻你一個問題。
For those who choose rather just to cohabit, can the two persons not make a solemn promise to each other?
但對那些同居的人來說，那他們兩者之間是不是就不可以做一個很嚴肅的承諾呢？
I will love you to the end of my life. I will love you forever.
就是我会爱你，我会终生的爱你。
What is there to stop two cohabitants to promise one another that they will love each other?
咁两个人同居嘅话，都冇咩可以阻止佢哋唔咁样去彼此承诺嘅。
But let's do without the ceremony.
咁我哋就系删除咗呢一个仪式就得啦。
Is that a fair question?
咁样问系咪公平
？So any other person?Is there any difference between marriage and cohabiting?
So, 仲有冇其他嘅意見咧？結婚同同居嘅分別？
結婚係法律上都有承認，而佢哋兩夫妻同居只係佢兩個人嘅自願，都冇乜約束承認。
So for two persons who get married, they are recognized.As husband and wife in front of the law,
就系两个人结婚嘅时候咧，就系起码喺法律面前咧系承认嘅，有约束嘅。
Whereas for those who choose rather simply to cohabit, the law doesn't recognize the two persons as husband and wife.
同居者咧，起码法律面前咧系不受承认嘅，只系两个人之间。
如果系两个同居。用乜嘢鬧起來？一散就係散，只係佢個兩個人嘅問題，冇乜約束性。
Not only that, there is no constraint, there is no restrictions in the case of cohabiting.
並且咧，同居嘅話咧，兩個人之間係不受約束嘅，冇約束嘅。
And there is a freedom to split up whenever they like.
就係幾時中意分手就可以分手。
Thank you for this second very important difference.
多謝你提出呢一點係非常重要嘅。
But I also have another question for you.
但我又想反問一個問題喎。
After all, a discussion is reciprocal.
因為咧討論就係相情嘅嘛。
For those who get married in front of the law and become husband and wife, can they not just split up?
但係嗰啲結咗婚嘅人啊，喺政府法律面前受承認啦。但佢哋係咪就因此唔可以分手咧
？And people who get married do split up, you know. We call that divorce.
即係實際上嚟講咧，真係結咗婚嘅人的確係會離婚嘅。
Some 20 years or 30 years ago, the divorce rate in the USA and Canada was 50% already.
喺20年前啊，喺美國、加拿大依個離婚率咧已經達到50% 啦。
The trend in mainland China for many years has been getting divorced.
喺中國大陸咧，嗰個離婚率咧，亦都係幾高噶。
Is that really a difference?
咁呢一點上邊係咪真係一個分別咧
？Now I'm not suggesting that your answer is wrong.
嗱，我嘅意思咧，唔係話你俾嘅答案係錯。
But I'm returning with another question to arouse more thinking and discussion.
我只係想反問咧，嚟到讓大家動多啲嘅腦筋，有多啲嘅回應。
結婚同法律上結啲離婚，屋嘅利益啲有一定嘅保障。
啊，
同居就係婚離啲嘅利益就冇保障，你賺我賺，邊個嚟係你？
Thank you.
多謝。
But certainly, in the case of a splitting up or a divorce, for those who are married, their rights and privileges are protected under the law. Whereas in the case of cohabiting, when people split up, the rights and privileges are not protected by law.
咁但係當兩個人想分手嘅時候咧，結咗婚嘅咧，就起碼佢哋係受法律嘅保護，有啲保障。而同居嘅時候咧，雙方都係冇保障嘅。
Do you agree with the two gentlemen so far?
大家同唔同意呢兩位男士所
講？There seem to be real. There seem to be real differences between marriage and cohabiting.
咁睇起上嚟咧，結婚同埋同居的確係有分別
㗎。I thought you would start answering my question from something very basic.
我仲以为咧，大家俾即系回应咧，会从一啲好基本嘅问题开始讲起。
I thought you would say to me the basic difference between the two cases is for those who choose to get married, they will be called husband and wife。
我仲以为咧，你哋会同我讲两者嘅基本分别咧，就系两个人结婚嘅时候咧，佢哋会正式嘅被称为丈夫妻子。
And for those who choose rather to just live together, what are they called？
但如果选择同居嘅咧，佢哋嘅称号系乜嘢
？Even
partners
or to use a fuller term, civil partners。
Civil partners。
Yes, and they call themselves boyfriend and girlfriend.
或者佢哋彼此称呼咧，就系我嘅男朋友、我嘅女朋友。
Notice they don't call themselves husband and wife.
咁佢哋好老实嘅话，佢哋唔会称自己做丈夫妻子。
Here people say my partner, your partner. Probably the two persons are just cohabiting. They're not husband and wife.
所以你听到有人自称为我嘅伴侣、我伴侣咧，你就知道佢哋系同居，系冇结婚。
But though this is a difference, it may not be a very important one for those who cohabit.
虽然这个都是一个分别，但是就对同居者来讲就不是一个很重要的分别了。
It's just a different way of referring to my partner.
只是一个不同的称呼。
Okay, any more differences? Can you see?
还有没有其他的分别？
这些国家呢，他们立了法呢，是 common law couples 呢。
Thank you for the supplements.
多謝你嘅補充。
In some countries, the UK included, even those who cohabit can be recognised by law if they register with the government.
喺一啲國家咧，譬如喺英國咧，即使兩個人想同居都好咧，如果佢哋選擇係登記註冊嘅話咧，都會受法律承認嘅。
So in England, in the UK, there is a difference between civil partnership and cohabitants.
喺英國嚟講咧，註冊同居同同居咧係有分別嘅。
The first, the registered civil partners are recognised before the law also.
咁前者如果註冊咗嘅咧，雖然係同居，佢哋咧都喺法律面前咧係受承認嘅。
To a lesser degree, their privileges and rights are being protected by law also。
咁喺個小嘅程度上咧，佢哋個人嘅權利啊、義務啊，都係受法律。
So one moment we thought the difference is whether one is protected or not. The next moment we realize the difference has diminished.
刚才咧，我哋讲到即系结婚同同居咧，可能个分别咧就系喺一个受保障，一个唔受保障。但系而家我哋讲到落嚟呢一点嘅时候，就发觉呢一个分别咧就减弱咗啦。
So any third person, fourth person, any more differences between marriage and cohabiting？
仲有边一位想讲下两者嘅分别咧
？Young people，
年轻人
，any more difference？你怎么看？
但是对于个人来说，有的人可能会下风比较好，就是那种心理上的安全感。但其实这个安全感本身也是没什么好处。
Thank you.
多谢。
So, in essence, in substance.There is no difference between marriage and cohabiting.
实质上咧，结婚同埋同居咧系冇乜分别嘅。
There are some people who prefer to get married just to feel more secure, and feel better that I have done it.
但系有啲人选择结婚咧，系心理上觉得我都做咗呢个手续啦，觉得有啲安全感。
This viewpoint is that deep down there is no essential difference.
一个人嘅睇法咧，就系觉得其实实质上嘅讲深啲嘅时候，两者都系冇乜分别嘅。
If there is any difference, it's rather superficial and not important.
就算有分别啊，个分别都系好表面、好肤浅。
It's a matter of choice and options.
呢个只不过系变成一种选择咯，多一种选择。
Well, it has become an options for our modern society.
或者至少咧，系现今嘅社会嘅多一个选择啦。
Some people happen to choose getting married, others choose not to get married.
有啲人咧就选择结婚，有啲人选择不结婚。
Today we want to think and discuss together whether there is no difference or whether there actually is difference between the two.
喺现今嘅社会咧就有选择啦。但系今日我哋想讨论一下咧，究竟两者说到底系有冇分别
？And ultimately, what does the Bible say？
同埋说到底，圣经又点样讲咧
？Let us leave this important first question aside for a moment.
咁我哋先咧放低呢个第一条嘅问题，但系你记住吓。
Let us spend the next few minutes discussing the advantages and disadvantages of being married.
我哋咧先集中去讨论一下。就是结婚的利与弊
Advantages and disadvantages of choosing marriage instead of living together.
选择结婚的利与弊，不选择同居。
And Mr. Joe, a moment ago, has mentioned already one advantage of getting married.
周先生呢，刚才已经讲了一个结婚的好处了。
And that is, One's rights and privileges are protected by law if you choose marriage.
因为我们的权利与义务呢都是受法律的保障。
Are there any other advantages if you choose to marry?
还有没有其他的好处呢？结婚的好处。
I'd like to hear from our young people.
我想听一下年轻人又怎么看。
If someone is married, you think that would be more committed? But like people who just live together, like they could just go off with someone else. But people who are married also cheat. So. But it is more reassuring to know that they are married.
So by comparison, there seems to be more assurance for those who choose to marry than just to stay together.
总之比较起上来呢，结了婚的起码心理上呢是会觉得有多些保障啊，安全感啦。
But Genevieve is careful to say this assurance is only relative.
Genevieve 呢都补充啦，佢讲得好谨慎嘅就係呢一种嘅安全感同埋保障呢都係相对嚟讲嘅啫。
Because when two persons get, before they get married, they may assure the other, I will love you, I will love you, but then people do split up and divorce.
因为两个人结婚之前，他们都会彼此的起誓，我爱你，我爱你，但是最终不是一样分手。
But then she says, the fact that those who choose marriage may feel more assurance because the other person makes a commitment to say, I will love you for life.
但是结了婚的，起码心理上会觉得我有多些安全感和保障，因为对方咧真正俾到一个承诺啊。
So this point about commitment, the other three persons have not mentioned before. This is a new point, commitment.
所以呢个承诺咧，呢个彼此嘅委身咧，系之前未有人提出嘅。
Although you mentioned law and you mentioned this and that, no one has mentioned commitment until now.
咁虽然刚才咧有人讲到法律啊等等，但系未讲到彼此嘅承担。
Let me switch the discussion to the other direction.
咁我转一转嘅讨论嘅方向先。
You think commitment is an advantage?
咁你哋就觉得承诺咧系一个好处。
But my question now is it not also a kind of constraint, restriction for those who marry?
但系我另一个问题就系咁样。会不会都 是受约束呢
？So what do you call it? Do you call commitment an advantage or a disadvantage?
是好处啊，定系缺点呢
？Depends on your views of marriage. If you want to be married, then it wouldn't be an issue. Commitment.
Thank you for this point. Depending on how a person looks at marriage, for those who choose to get married instead of cohabiting.To commit oneself for life to the other party is good. If you want to get married, so what is the problem of promising the other person that I will commit to you for life?
即係在乎你點樣睇婚姻啦。如果你真係想 結婚嘅話咧，你唔會介意去向對方做一啲嘅承諾。如果你真係好想同嗰個人結婚嘅話，你向佢一生嘅承諾，我會愛你到底，我會照顧你到底等等，咁有咩問題咧？
So the next conclusion is, unless the persons do not really want to be tied down, then when time comes to split up conveniently, we want more freedom, more than, and then commitment is a restriction, a constraint.
除非咧嗰人咧係唔想受約束啦，咁咧委身咧就係一個問題啦，一個困難啦。
So whether commitment is an advantage or disadvantage depends on how you look at marriage, whether you want to be faithful。
嗱，委身咧到底係一個利還是係弊咧，就好在乎你點樣睇婚姻，你會唔會對對方忠心
？Well, I'd illustrate this point. I know a coworker.Before she came to know God, her view about relationships and marriage is that I don't mind my partner or my boyfriend cheating on me as long as he doesn't mind me cheating on him. So that was seriously how she looks at relationships before she became a Christian.
我曾經有一個朋友咧，佢未成為基督徒之前咧，佢覺得咧就係佢就話我唔介意對方咧有第三者嘅，只要對方都唔介意我有第三者就得啦。
Okay. I agree with Genevieve. It really depends on how what you expect from a relationship or marriage. So for me, like why I would choose to get married is that because for me, faithfulness, fidelity, is it loyalty?
Fidelity, yeah.
Very important to me.
So, I think her point was valuable too, because for you, faithfulness is important.
所以你覺得 Genevieve 提出的點是很有價值的，我都同意，因為對你來說忠誠忠心是重要的。
You wouldn't want your husband to cheat on you, and you wouldn't cheat on your husband either.
你不會希望你的丈夫有外遇，你自己亦都不會想有外遇。
So it depends on how each of us look at faithfulness, commitment and marriage.
所以都很在乎你和我是怎樣看委身同埋婚姻嘅。
Let's switch our attention to children.
我哋咧轉一轉個話題嚇，就轉去孩子嗰方面。
Because those who cohabit do have children.
嗰啲同居嘅人咧都有生兒育女。
Just as married couples have children.
就正如結婚嘅人咧都生兒育女。
Let's think about the welfare, the well-being of the children who belong to.These two different kinds of families.
我哋先又去睇下呢啲細路哥喺呢兩種嘅家庭裏邊出生嘅細路哥。
Do the children enjoy or have the same kind of family in both cases, or are their situations different?
喺呢兩個家庭兩種嘅家庭裏邊生出嚟嘅細路哥，佢能夠享受到嘅情況環境係咪完全一樣呢？
So?
Well, first of all, they have to decide what is discerning you're going to give to your child. For married couples, indeed, will inherit discerning from the husband. But it is a not married couple. They live together, so you have to decide discerning of the child after the husband.
Thank you. This is a new point. For those who cohabit when they have children and when they have registered the children in the birth certificate, what family name, what surname should the child be given? The man's family name or the woman's family name? Which surname in front of the law?So that's a good point.
呢一點係新嘅，咁咧就係講到呢個細路哥啊，喺法律面前佢要改名啦。佢取嘅姓氏係應該點樣取法咧？嚇，從個爸爸嗰度啊，還是係媽媽咧？啊，點樣咧
？Or should we in this modern society feel free to choose a surname？
即喺呢個咁自由現代社會裏邊，係咪隨便你啦？你可以選第三個名。
Or choose both surnames, both surnames。
又或者兩個姓氏咧都集合。
Yvonne, you have something to say? Yes, so a combination of both family names, Smith Jones, John Smith, have a compound, a longer surname. That should do it.
就兩個名啦，有啲拼埋一齊啦。
But I think I appreciate the point. But my question is, when you think of the well-being of the children being cared for, is there a difference between a family of a married couple or a family with cohabiting parents?
多謝你提出呢一點，但我仲想繼續問落去咧，就係究竟喺兩種家庭出生嘅細路哥喺咩嘅情況之下咧？
Is there any difference between the environment they find themselves in?
兩種嘅家庭嘅細路哥，佢哋有冇分別嘅咧？長大嘅環境有冇分別咧？
Do you know friends? Do you know relatives who are just cohabiting and have children?
你有冇認識一啲朋友啊？佢哋就係同居緊。
And do you observe their children behave or grow up in the same way as in a family of a married couple?
你有冇發覺？有冇留意呢一啲同居家庭嘅細路哥，佢哋嘅成長、佢哋嘅行為啊，同嗰啲結婚家庭嘅細路哥有冇分別
？So I'm on the question of advantages and disadvantages.
咁我都係仍然係圍繞住一個問題咧，就係、是、結婚同居嘅利與弊咯。
Yes.
好似講得遠咗啦，因為講同居同埋結婚嘅利弊，而家講到係關於第三者嘅嘢，小朋友有咩利弊？一路我聽我覺得，都冇乜分別啫，大家相愛住埋一齊，一紙婚書唔代表幾乜嘅。但係一講到有小朋友咧，就係、是、同居大家都係好自私，淨係掛住自己。我隨時想走人就走人，但係結婚咧就係、是、要有一個責任。第時有小朋友嘅時候咧，就俾小朋友一個合適嘅家庭。你哋兩個係咩關係嚟生小朋友咧？
So far, you do not see a big difference between the two modes. Until now, when we turn our attention to the welfare of the children, then you do see a main difference between marriage life and cohabiting.
有一位咧就話：剛才我哋嘅討論咧，結婚同同居係冇咩大嘅分別嘅，直至到我哋而家要討論緊兩種家庭生出嚟嘅細路哥嗰、那個細路哥嘅時候，我哋就會有睇到一啲分別嚇。
So can you elaborate further? In the case of cohabiting couples, the children they bring into this world, do the children fare better or worse compared to a married family?
你可唔可以講多少少咧？就係、是、一個喺同居嘅家庭生出嚟嘅細路哥、長大嘅細路哥，佢哋各方面有啲乜嘢分別嘅咧
？Can you elaborate, please？
當然有分別啊！我亦都認識有同居好多年冇結婚嘅夫妻生咗小朋友嘅，咁個爸爸係隨時出邊有第三者同埋住埋一齊，佢係完全冇一個責任。
So you are saying in such a family of two cohabiting persons, there is not the security, the protection that the children can feel and grow up in, because one party may just leave anytime, or even the person doesn't leave, the person may simply cheat on the partner, making the family insecure for the next generation. Is that your point? Okay, thank you.
即係話咧，我都認識一啲朋友係同居啦，有細路哥啦。咁但係因為父母嗰對男女之間咧係冇乜彼此嘅承諾嘅，隨時走就走，咁就冇乜安全感啦。對細蚊仔嚟講。
Now, to feel insecure is already bad. If one party decides to just abandon the family, so the other partner and the children will be left high and dry.
冇安全感係一件事啦，但係如果實際上是但一方呢個大人咧，真係撇低個屋企消失咗就走咗佬咧，咁細佬哥咧被拋棄就好痛苦咯。
But the question is, it just happens to married couples as well. Like the husband can also just leave the family. They have to then go through the legal process, taking over the possessions and like who would take care of them.
So, to be fair, the same problem can happen in a marriage.
老老實實講啦，同一種情況咧，結咗婚嘅家庭裏邊都會發生嘅。
If the two persons are not faithful to each other, the children would feel it.
如果父母咧彼此之间唔忠心嘅话，其实细路哥系感觉得到嘅。
And if any party of a married couple abandons the family and leaving the children high and dry, it will hurt the children also.
如果夫妻其中一方走咗佬嘅咧，离开咗嘅咧，咁同样系会伤害个细路哥。
So now you agree that I have chosen a very practical, a important question to think about.
所以我系拣咗一个好重要嘅题目嚟到讨论嘅。
But if you want to care about the welfare of the children, we better be stable, reliable, and faithful.
如果我哋真系为咗细细路哥着想嘅话咧，我哋咧就应该咧彼此忠心有承诺啦。
But then the next question is, why not get married? If you are willing to be faithful and reliable and accountable for the sake of the next generation.
但下一个问题就是为了下一代，假设呢你真的很愿意呢是对对方忠诚有责任感，那为什么你不结婚呢？
Why stay away from marriage?
为什么是都不肯结婚呢？
Or do we come back to the same point again?
是不是我们又要转回去第一个？
The fact that you choose to cohabit instead of marriage is that you don't want to restrict your freedom.
首先你选择同居不结婚是因为你不想受约束。
You want to protect your selfishness.
你想保护自己的自私。
But if that's the case, don't get married.
如果是这样的话，那就不要结婚。
Don't enter into any relationship.
不要进入任何一种的关系。
Please don't have children.
最好唔好嘅有孩子添。
Let's be fair.
我哋讲得公道啲啦。
So, is there any difference between marriage and cohabiting?
For me, then God is very important.
Yes.
Because people do get married even if they don't know God. Mm-hmm. But to be fair, even Christian marriages sometimes still don't work. But if God really is their center point, then their commitment to each other is not just between each other, but mm-hmm. to God. They are accountable to God as well. Mm-hmm. That's why I feel secure, because I know that Albert is not only accountable to me, he's faithful to me because he is first faithful to God. Mm-hmm. So I feel secure because I know that if he fears God, then he wouldn't cheat on me.
So this is a new point.
这个是新的一点。
Commitment is important. All these are important. But whether the two persons are committed first to God is most important.
这些一切都是重要的。彼此的承担是重要的。但是首先这两个人是不是向神委身的呢？是非常重要的。
Because that will be the foundation, the basis of dependability.
因为这个就是一个基础来的，我们觉得是可以信赖的，稳阵的。
But you are honest to admit, in some cases, Christian marriages also break up.
但你都很老实，有一些基督徒他的婚姻都是不成功。
And I really appreciate your fairness.
多谢你这么公道了。
I want to be fair.
因为我都很想公道。
So Christians or non-Christians, be faithful to God and to your fellow men.
基督徒又好，非基督徒又好，你是要对神同埋对人忠心。
Let's switch our discussion to cohabiting now.
咁我哋一系咧就转去讨论一下同居啊。
In the case of living together without marriage, what are the advantages?
咁啊，同居嘅话咧，有冇好处啊
？I think in the course of a discussion, we mentioned a few.
刚才我哋讨论嘅过程咧，都有人提出咗一啲啦。
Would you agree that one advantage is that it requires less commitment?
其中一个所谓好处咧，就系唔使咁多嘅彼此嘅承担承诺咯。
More freedom
就系多啲自由啦。
More personal freedom
多啲个人嘅空间自由。
Less constraint
少啲受约束。
Less or no responsibility.
少啲，甚至系冇责任要负。
And what about convenience? When people want to split up, it's easier.
想分手嘅时候就容易啲，系咪好方便咧？咁样。
Let's split. Why spend thousands of pounds on lawyers and solicitors?
点解要花钱请律师咧？
I think I really thank you for your participation.
好多谢大家嘅参与。
Within a rather short time, we have covered many important points.
喺我哋短短嘅时间咧，我哋倾咗好多方面嘅。
Let's spend the next few minutes turning to the Bible, the Word of God.
请我哋咧一齐翻开圣经。
The Book of Genesis, Chapter 2.
創世記第二章
Verse 18
十八節
And 24
同埋廿四節
Genesis chapter 2 verse 18
創世記第二章十八節
Then Yahweh God said, It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him.
耶和神说，那人独居不好，我要为他做一个配偶帮助他。
Verse 24.
第二十四节。
For this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother, and shall cling to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
因此，人要离开父母与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
We learned before that the reason why it's not good for any person to be alone is not because he needs a companion to satisfy him.
之前我哋学过啦，点解人独居不好呢？原因唔系因为人咧系需要一个配偶嚟到满足自己。
Because to be alone, one cannot learn to give to love.
因为独居嘅时候咧，孤独嘅时候咧。一个人是学不到要去爱去付出
To be alone, one doesn't have the environment to learn to overcome selfishness.
独居的话他没有一个环境是给他去克服自私这件事
And in 24, we see how God designed marriage.
在24节我们就看到神是怎样设定婚姻的
We also see marriage is for husband and wife.
我们看到呢婚姻是为夫妻的。
And then in verse 24, in the middle, we see a very strong word, cleave, cling.
在这个24节的中间，我们看到一个字，叫做联合。
That means it requires strong commitment to hold a marriage together.
意思就是说，是需要两个人很强彼此的承担。
Commitment is crucial to any relationship.
彼此的承担对任何一种嘅关系都系非常嘅重要。
And I agree with you when you say cohabiting people lack commitment.
同居嘅人咧缺少咗彼此承担呢样。
Yes, there is constraint. There are restrictions in a married life.
喺婚姻嘅关系里面咧，的确系有限制，系有约束。
But as humans, we all need to be constrained.
因为我哋作为人类咧，我哋的确系需要受约束、受限制嘅。
Freedom that is unconstrained simply is selfishness.
不受约束嘅自由咧，其实咪即系自私咯。
Marriage provides constraint against selfishness.
结婚啊，系叫到一个人嘅自私系得到约束。
Although married couple can be unfaithful also，
当然啦，一对结咗婚嘅男女都可以不忠心。
Now let us turn to the words of the Lord Jesus。
我哋又翻到去耶稣嘅教训。
In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19。
马太福音第十九章。
Verses 4-6。
第四至第六节。
Matthew 19:4-6
马太福音十九章四至六节
And Jesus answered and said, Have you not read? He who created them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, For this reason a man shall leave his father and his mother, and shall cling to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Consequently,They are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no one separate.
第四节，耶稣回答说：那起初造人的是造男造女，并且说，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。这经你们没有念过吗？既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体的了。所以神配合的人不可分开。
So the first thing the Bible wants to tell mankind is this: commitment is most important.
所以圣经想讲俾人听嘅第一点就系、彼此嘅承担系最重要嘅。
We as humans must learn to make promises and keep them.
我哋作为人类我哋应该要学承诺，并且系去守约。
We must learn to be faithful to others。
我哋一定要学去对对方忠心。
We must be responsible.
我哋一定要负责任。
We need constraints.
我哋人咧系需要受约束嘅。
Don't be so naive. Oh, I love you. You love me. Human nature is so selfish.
我哋唔好咁无知啊！其实人类系非常嘅自私，唔好话净系话啊，我爱你啊，你爱我就以为系得。
The second lesson that the Bible wants to tell us.
嗱，圣经想讲俾我哋听嘅第二点就系、
是。It is about family.
系关于家庭嘅。
A family is where people learn to love.
一个家庭咧就系俾到我哋一个环境，我哋系可以学去爱。
A family should be the place where people learn to give.
一个家庭啊，应该是一个人去学习、去付出、去爱的一个地方。
Even to the point of sacrificing one's own benefits，
即使咧要去牺牲自己的利益都好。
One's own opinion，
或者要放低自己的意见。
Family should also be a place where people learn to forgive，
亦都是一个地方人去学习饶恕。
To repair relationships，
去修补关系。
A family is a place where people should learn to be faithful and responsible.
家庭亦都系我哋要去学彼此嘅，要去忠诚、忠心嘅一个地方。
And learn not to be selfish.
又系学唔好去自私。
A family should provide protection and a healthy environment for growth.
家庭系应该为到下一代咧提供一个安全有利嘅环境去成长。
Well, the question is.Can people who just live together provide such an environment for children?
那问题就是同居的人能不能够为到下一代去提供一个这样的环境呢?
Or will parents who simply stay together give a bad example to the next generation?
还是下一代所看到的这些同居的男女呢只是一些很不好的榜样?
And so I have a big question mark about people who cohabit.
所以我对于同居的人我是画上一个问号的。
But marriage is not the only way to learn these important things.
结婚呢亦都不是唯一一个途径唯一一个方法去学爱和付出。
After all, in our society, there are others who choose to remain single.
因为在现今的社会的确是有人是没有选择结婚也没有选择同居他们就是独生。
Think of Jesus, our Lord.
我们想一下我们的主耶稣。
He never married.
他从来都没有结婚。
So don't read the Bible in a superficial way.
所以我们看圣经的时候不要那么肤浅。
Genesis says, it is not good for any person to be alone.
创世纪就说一个人独居不好。
It doesn't mean you must get married.
意思就唔系咧，你非结婚不可。
But every person must learn to give and to sacrifice and to love.
而系咧，每一个人必须要去学习爱、牺牲、付出。
But to do that, we need God.
嗱，要做到咁咧，我哋需要神。
Because all of us by nature are selfish.
因为我哋每一个人嘅天性系自私嘅。
Thirdly, what is most important in the Bible is.
第三点，圣经最重要的就是
that we all must become people who are good.
我们必须要改变成为一个好的人
faithful,
忠心的人
responsible,
有责任、负责任的人
loving,
有爱心的人
self-giving,
去舍己的人
forgiving,
乐意饶恕别人的人
and the Bible says we can't do it on our own.
圣经就说我们要做到这一切我们不可以靠自己。
That's why I appreciate Grace's point that God is important.
所以我很多谢 Grace 提出的点就是神是很重要。
So let us not be smart and remove God from the equation.
所以我们不要自以为聪明就是在一条方程式上就删除了神就搞定。
Look at China today.
我们看看中国现今的社会。
The families are broken down.
家庭是破裂的。
Society is falling apart.
社会是分裂的。
Western society is falling apart.
西方，我哋处于呢个西方咧，都系正在冧紧。
So we all need some basis to work on.
我哋必须有一啲基础去从呢个基础上去上建造嘅。
Every tree has a root system.
每一棵树都有根部。
Every building has a foundation.
每一个建筑物都有一个。根基。
Every society needs a strong, solid basis.
每一个社会啊，都需要一个好巩固、稳固嘅根基。
And God, our Heavenly Father, and His Word are our basis.
神啊，我哋嘅天父同埋佢嘅说话就系我哋嘅根基啦。
So, 60 minutes have gone.
過咗60分鐘啦。
And I really enjoy taking part in the discussion with you this morning.
咁我好高興同大家一齊有一個討論。
And we haven't exhausted our topics yet.
我哋咧呢個題目我哋係未有討論到盡。
This morning we simply touched on the choice of remaining single.
今日咧我哋剛剛掂到咧就係處於獨身呢個問題。
If you don't mind, I'd like to go into that next time.
如果你唔介意，下一次我哋亦都可以討論一下。
I'd also like to go into the question of divorce.
我咧遲啲都會希望會談論到咧離婚呢回事噶。
And there are misunderstandings involving the Bible teaching on divorce.
咁好多人咧就誤會咗聖經嘅教導，係關於離婚呢方面嘅教導。
But why don't we close now in the prayer?
我哋不如咧一齊祈禱結束。
I ask Olive to pray.
咁我哋一齊祈禱。